RK101. But how about the karmis? Andra människor då? Other people. Then. Yeah, that's the word we had. I still hear it now and then. The karmis, those are not devotees. Those who still perform karma. When you're a devotee, you don't. And well, it's an interesting categorization. I guess technically fairly true, as long as the devotees are actually devotees and not just pretending to be. Or doing bad activities. And then we learn, actually everyone is an eternal spirit soul and part and parcel of Krishna, and is a devotee of Krishna, and we're all just a big family in the ultimate sense, which means in the real sense you actually see reality. But we also see here some are sleeping and some have nightmares. Some, they don't look happy, and you can see it in their faces, hear it in their voices, feel it in their behavior, sometimes towards you. As if you are angry and unhappy and dissatisfied, then that's the way you behave toward the others who are then the cause of that. Or so, yeah, that's the drama we are playing here. But in that drama, it is also built in. That's the purpose of the game, so to speak, that we should learn from it. And look here, there's a higher level here. And there are, whichever level you are on now, there are those around here. And that's also part of the game, actually. To try to, rather than play for their own winning and victories and conquest, are playing for us. And when they are happy on their way up, they like to bring others there too, at least to where they themselves are, with where they are, because of good fortune and being given that help by others. there are angels and there are light workers. Well, some they call themselves angels and light workers and dress that way and dye their hair that way. In order to gain name, fame, profit. So yeah, that's how we humans are. What else is new? We just have to deal with that. Separating the saints, swindlers from the saints, and so on. I even forgot what I started talking about here. Oh yeah, the karmis. So yeah, I mean, some are sleeping a bit deeper than others. Well, they may have fun there, so as Krishna says, don't disturb the ignorant. But they sometimes don't. And as one of those NDE experiences said, you learn from your pain and suffering. That's why it's there. Karma, you may say, but also, well, the way God, when you're ready for it, or when you need it, pushes you a bit into realizing that you are not God. That you have forgotten someone who is very dear and indeed important in your life.